Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The flu pandemic of 1918 to 1919 stands as the deadliest in modern history. It infected some 500 million people, about one-third of the world population, killing an estimated 20 million to 50 million of them. It's no wonder that Klamath Falls took seriously the following year's flu season, even establishing emergency patient isolation units in the Old City Hall and the new courthouse. Mayor T.R. Struble proclaimed on February 16, 1920, that the situation was well in hand, but requested the closure for 2 days of schools and places of business, amusements, and pleasure. He urged that homeowners, businesses, hotels, and lodging houses clean and fumigate their buildings and the trash surrounding them. At one point, the city health officer, Dr. A.A. Sewell, advocated a stricter quarantine of flu victims that he said would keep the State Board of Health from shutting down the whole city. The Evening Herald reported on March 5th that the influenza outbreak was fully checked. Dr. Sewell reported 10 or 12 patients remained quarantined, but of the 61 people who died in Klamath Falls in February, probably only 27 of them had the flu. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.